In Psalm 37, 34, it said, "And 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." Yeah, the rest of it you can look up in Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. I'm not going to waste no time. We're already late, but I just want to let you know that I, Reverend Roxy, am holding this fort down, and you know what day it is, and you know what time it is. This is the Insight Hour on BBSRadio.com. And without further ado, you know I got to give it up to the Creator, and I have to do the invocation, but it's going to be short and sweet because we got a show for you this evening. Oh, yes, started late, so we make it great. Here we go. Heavenly Father, I want to bless everybody that is listening to this show tonight. I especially want to bless all of those who are going to be sharing their heartfelt stories of the truth of what is happening here in the world. Heavenly Father, I hope that everyone will open their eyes, open their minds, open their ears, and hear these stories tonight so that they can know that this is the way it works in the universe of plenty, that like attracts like, and that after this evening, everyone will give thanks to God for the Insight Hour for those people that will be talking to you this evening and for BBSRadio.com. So without further ado, I say amen, and we start the show. I have a show for you tonight. You know, Dr. Len, he is away. He's in Canada, and he is probably just getting finished doing his lecture, so maybe he'll call in, maybe he won't. But what we got going on tonight is we have a guest. Yes, we have a guest who's trying to do her very best. She is a God-loving educator seeking to educate the public on developing human right collaborations, obstruct, destroy, and eradicate lethal, satanic, mastermind, organized hate crimes against the people. And you know, if you've been listening to Insight Hour, that it is Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy's dear, dear mission to bring as many stories to you about what the evil empire is doing, and then to bring you the good news. So with further ado, I would like to introduce the Insight Hour people to Miriam Snyder. Miriam, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, Miriam, I know that you have prepared something, and I've already done your intro in some way. You can add to it after you finish, but I understand that you have somewhat of a prepared a statement that you'd like to get out to the listeners, and then we'll get on with the show. We even have a caller who's called in already.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, yes.
So, caller, hold on. And when Miriam's finished, we'll bring you into the conversation, okay? All right, let's do this, Miriam.
Okay. Foremost, give honor to God and all of his living servants that choose to acknowledge their assignment on this earth. I just thank God for this opportunity to be able to come before the public and let the public become aware to some horrific crimes against humanity that are taking place in the United States primarily. Okay, foremost, my name is Miriam Snyder. I've been asked to come on this show for purposes related to public exposure of horrific crimes committed against innocent people. These crimes include torture via inflicted electromagnetic weapons and inflicted acoustic device weaponry, income lynchings, blacklistings, organized stalking, burglary, and inhumane daily tormentation by organized crime collaborators. Electromagnetic weapons are pain compliance holes that are used as a means of torture. They are military weapons that can be classified as space weapons. These weapons are being used on innocent Americans for a variety of reasons, mainly to put them out of work, induce injury, inflict torture, and sometimes kill under disguise, such as heart attack or stroke. Electromagnetic weapons work like ray guns that beam matrix style straight to circuits in specific modified cortexes. In addition to torturing innocent people with these weapons, the victims are put on a blacklist where all of their entitled income is lynched and confiscated through organized crime. This means after being tortured with the weapons, the victim is job mob. This regime uses law departments, and unions to contact the target's job. People are paid off to harass the target on the job. Even if the target leaves the job mobbing crimes follow them to every job. In essence, it is a criminal income blacklisting. Finally, the target is made jobless via this organized crime, and no branch of government has corrected these deadly crimes despite being formally notified by millions of Americans. In my case, I have been to federal and state court regarding these crimes. I have presented indisputable evidence documenting a bona fide and deadly conspiracy against rights. I have presented exemplary job evaluations, ratings, police reports, affidavits, verified complaints, and the judiciary did nothing but allow the advancement of the crimes, which could have effectuated my killing several times, but God. My website is endorganizedcrimeuniverse.com. That is endorganized with a D, endorganizedcrimeuniverse.com. I welcome readers to read the documentation, click the links, and see these crimes that are happening in the United States where innocent people are being just destroyed. This is satanic administration in full force, and it's multifaceted. But with that being said, we stand behind God's promises that this earth belongs to God, and we're counting on you, the listener, the people, to read, to learn, to take heed to what Dr. Horowitz is saying, with what Reverend Roxy said. These things are real. I am bringing on other people that have been inflicted. Thank God for the internet. We have gotten together. We're trying to get a hearing. We're trying to get these crimes to stop. Everybody's not strong enough to fight these crimes off. Many people have, you know, just wanted to end it with suicide and just other things, and some just die from the electromagnetic weapons that just induce injury and sickness. So, you know, this is what we're here for, and I thank you for that time to just let, please visit endorganizedcrimeuniverse.com and go straight to the Congress page, and you'll get, I mean, more than you ever, you could never believe this is happening in America. These crimes have to be stopped. Thank you.
Oh, Miriam, how eloquent was that? Powerful. You know, you're listening to BBSRadio.com, and this is brought to you by OxySilver, the most powerful natural nutritional immunization in the history of the world. It boosts the mega immunity without vaccination toxicity and zaps bacteria and viruses and fungi free in your immune system so that you can feel good, so that you can feel and heal and live free of fear in this age of infectious diseases. Yes, we say this. That's how high we are on silver. And a little later in the show, I'll tell you how you can find out more about that. But right now, we're talking to Miriam Snyder, and Miriam has just told you what we are going to be talking about this evening. And without further ado, because we do around here, we have a caller on the line, Miriam. I'm not sure if it's one of your posse or one of mine, but let's check it out and see who's on the line.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Hi.
Is there a caller?
Bob? I live in San Diego. I'm a gang stalking victim.
Yes, Bob.
Okay,
hi,
Bob.
Bob.
I want to tell you about gang stalking.
Okay, Bob, speak up just a little bit more and go for it.
Okay, in the first place, I'm a gang stalking victim. I'm not a electronic harassment or a mind control victim. If people are interested in learning about gang stalking, a good place to go would be www.whatisgangstalking.blogspot.com. That's whatisgangstalking, lowercase, no question mark. And the best place to get information about gang stalking, other than the blog, would be CauseStalking, www.causestalking.net. That's a booklet written by private detective David Lawson, and he discusses the group to do gang stalking. This is the best place. This booklet is the best place to get information about gang stalking. I'll tell you what I'm going through right now. Right now, what gang stalking is basically is a it's a total assault paradigm. It's like a parallel justice system. It's carried out by right wing extremists. And right now, I'm getting Right now, my mail is damaged on a regular basis. I get harassing emails and phone calls. I'm getting a law enforcement and firefighter harassment. I also get harassment by taxis. The target spread rumors that I'm gay or a criminal. You know, when I leave my apartment, I'm faced with a large group of stalkers. Maybe each time, I don't know, 20 or 30 stalkers each time I go downtown. There's something called street theater, which I get every time I leave my apartment, which is these are skits that are staged, and they're designed to frighten me, to upset me, to try to get me to become violent, try to get me upset. I'm used to it now, so you know, I try to take it in stride. I'm the victim of a slander campaign. Stalkers constantly spread rumors that I'm gay or I'm a criminal, so people who aren't members of the group treat me like dirt because, you know, they feel they're dealing with somebody who's gay or a criminal. I'm also a victim of the noise campaign. And what this is always noise is to follow me around all the time. Sirens, car alarms, beeping sounds, loud engine accelerations, loud booming sounds from vehicles. And these sounds follow me everywhere. In the past, I've been physically assaulted numerous times, but it hasn't happened for a while. In the past, I've had my mail stolen a lot, but that hasn't happened for a while now. In the past, there's been a great deal of name-calling. I was called all sorts of bad names. That lasted for about 10 months. That was very intense, but it stopped now. You know, game stalking, sometimes it goes in phases, you know. There are things that happen every day, but then there are some things that only happen every now and then, you know, so... But the stalkers are regrettably flexible. Other victims, they get their vehicles and their residences vandalized. This hasn't happened to me, fortunately. You know, sometimes the stalkers commit crimes and blame them on the target. That has happened to me a couple of times, but not for a while, fortunately. The same harassment happens every day, day after day. I leave my apartment like at 3 o'clock in the morning to pick the mail up, and there's harassment between the time I get from my apartment to the office just to pick up my mail.
Wow. Okay, well, we're getting the idea, and because
right.
Miriam has lined up so many people, you hang up so other people can get in, and
okay.
We will address this. Miriam, will you address this in terms of, is this typical of what you hear from other people when you started the whole chat room?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Bob. Just wanted to
thank
say
you for calling.
Thanks for sharing. And, he's giving concrete evidence of what people that are targeted individuals go through. You can call it gang stalking or organized stalking. It is the easiest expression is organized stalking, but it's defined as gang stalking, and this is part of the crime. He is, you know, even though his situation sounds like a travesty, he's fortunate. He is not on top of that getting the electronic harassment. Okay, beams are inflicted to other people that we're going to have on this call in addition to getting the organized stalking. This is a bona fide, organized crime way to kill someone under disguise. And the actual goal is to get the victim to commit suicide. But as long as you know God, you know that these demons must come down and that there's not even any consideration of suicide. But my heart goes out for Bob. And people have made police reports. They're laughed at. The reports are lost. I mean, it's organized crime.
That's why I think it's important that we talk tonight. Also, if we don't get a call or in another caller in to give us some more information, that we talk about this bill, this electronic eavesdropping. I mean, I'm 56 years old, so when I go back, I think about wiretapping and what John Mitchell said. Don't listen to what we say. Watch what we do. And we had a whole lot of, you know, skullduggery in our communication system.
Oh, yeah.
Miriam, have a caller.
Okay, great.
Caller, identify yourself, please, and welcome
Hello?
To the Inside Hour.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, my name is Tim White. I've heard your show before, and I listened to you yesterday, and I'd like to thank you for having myself and Miriam, who's been very insightful and has been a warrior for our problem for many years. But I am a victim of V2K, which they call synthetic telepathy, and a number of other crimes that are associated with that, including what they call gang stalking, which is a phenomenon that's been going on. But we're actively seeking help, and we're actively seeking to get legislation passed to stop some of these crimes. If you don't know or if you're not familiar with B2K, it's called synthetic telepathy, which is a way that the government can use to enter your mind using low frequency, basically from your own home. It's equivalent to putting spyware in your head and controlling your entire nervous system, actively control you. And it's been going on for years. A lot of victims of gang stalking, this is used to give them the, in addition to harassment from other people, give them the idea or the feeling that they're being harassed and draws their attention to whatever they want to, be it sounds, be it noises, be it lights, and gives them the feeling that they're being harassed constantly while they're being monitored. But it's equipment that's been used by the military, the Department of Defense, and the NSA. We are actively, the groups of us, civil rights groups, and Merriam is one of the key groups doing this, working to stop this by getting in touch with our legislators to get legislation passed to outlaw these weapons in certain communities. Okay. I can't address this as eloquently as she does, but it's happening, and we need people aware of this problem. I myself have been suffering through this for 10 years, along with my family, and it needs to stop.
Miriam, you know this man, right?
Yes, this is Timothy. He was on last night. This is the one you said you wanted to come on.
Yes, right. I know. And Timothy.
Yes,
Timothy,
yes.
I want to let you know you've got some time to talk about this, so you don't have to hurry. I'd like to hear more about your legislation and about how you got to, even a little bit about how you found out and empowered yourself that this was not something you weren't going crazy, this was something that was actually being done to you.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I think if you can go into V2K, the voice to skull, as, because Eric will too, but, you know, whatever you can let the listeners, you know, we can make it easier for them to understand what exactly, you know, this is a military weapon and...
Okay, yeah, this is a military weapon. It's otherwise known as synthetic telepathy. Meaning they use the body's own frequency, okay, to interpret as an EEG would what the electronics in, that represent words and allow them to communicate with you. And they record every impulse from your nervous system, speech, you know, what you see is they're the audio cortex and the visual cortex, so that they can project and see what you see as well as hear what you think subconsciously. Okay, it takes a while to do this, but they spend about 6 months to a year calibrating some individuals to this. They can instantly tap into your mind and find out what you're thinking or surveil you. But it takes them a while to set you up and calibrate you for full V2K. And you'll hear from most victims. But
what is the V2K, the voices, do you get that?
Yes, V2K, yes, I do get the voices. It's constant, and it's not only the voices, but it's actually pulses of emotion. They go into your mind, and they get an electronic pulse that would represent a word. They spend time to record every single word in your subconscious, in your active subconscious, and your subconscious mind, so that they'll know what your electronic signal is for each and every word. To go further, they do that for each and every emotion.
So is it like chattering? It's like projected voices chattering in your brain to just drive the person crazy?
No, it's more than driving you crazy. It's full body, it's full mirroring. Everything you do, when you raise your hand, when you raise your eyebrow, if you have a habit, they want to record everything your mind and your body does. Okay? Not only the word, but the feeling of the word, so that they can communicate with them with the actual feeling of the word that you're going to say when you're not saying the word. Okay? And if you give them more time, they go deeper than that. Okay? They have a
lot of... Now, the reason that they're able to do this is because of the side-by-side development that has been going on militarily about prosthesis and mind to help veterans be able to restore limbs and using their prostheses. So they've been doing a lot
of... They spend a lot of time doing that, but, of course, when we get technology like this, they use it as a weapon first.
Exactly. That is right. The point. Everything is a weapon
right.
to them.
They're getting the finances under the disguise of good medicine, and they're using it for bad medicine.
Under the disguise of development and research for prosthesis development. And then now that they are working with monkey cells and stem cells so that they can grow organs, and what people have to understand is, although this sounds like a science fiction movie or a James Bond movie, this is real science being used by some really dangerous people in dangerous places. And so they are practicing on you all.
Yeah, yes. these are humans. They're using human subjects. And in fact, I think they're just trying to see just how much the human can take, you know, before reacting. You know, that's why I stand, you know.
They call it electro pollution, too. I mean, what it is the manipulation of all of the electric energy that is flowing around in the universe. In Russia, they've actually decimated certain communities, testing this on different people. They've used chemical weapons in Chechnya. This is coming to us soon, because as soon as everybody finds out that their money's gone, they're going to go crazy. And
one of the primary uses is mass population control as well. So they control a group of people in a voting situation or a political situation. They can control a whole area, a whole country of people, and disseminate information to them subliminally. Okay. Great deal of people are getting this subliminally. I mean that in a good example of someone getting this subliminally is somebody who gets gang stalking, meaning that they're being watched, they're being monitored, but they're not being talked to. But people around them are being manipulated, and they are also being directed to certain events around them. Okay.
Do you feel like it's psychological warfare that's being expressed against you? Is it psychological, physiological?
No, there's absolutely nothing psychological about it, other than the fact that the only thing psychological about this is the fact that the people who are doing this are idiots. Okay, that's
it. Touché.
Okay, because I'm not fooled by the voices. I mean, you're attacking me with a bunch of young kids in some cases that are just joining the military, and they don't have the knowledge or the ability to talk to me about anything to begin with, let alone harass me. I do get physical torture when I don't cooperate with them, and that's just to generate other active potential so that they can record them. Okay? A part and parcel of this is a great deal of physical torture to see what active potentials are produced by the physical torture. Not only that, they have the ability to control your nervous system. So when you feel you should be angry, they want to put you in a meditated docile state. So you cannot get angry, in their words.
Wait a minute, guys. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I think they stopped my show, because I have listeners who are listening in, and they say they're hearing music. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm hoping that we're being recorded, but we're not going over live, at least not right now.
I'm
getting music.
Show.
You hear the show?
Yeah, let's
control. I'm getting music in mine.
Well, I hear Tim speaking.
Oh, okay. Is Tim back there?
I'm still here. I just hear the delay. I can hear it in the background.
No, you're still
back
going. I still hear you. Listen, you want to hear?
I don't know. Listen.
I'm hoping that we're being recorded, but we're not going over live. Okay. There must be something here in my... I must have lost my connection. Anyhow, let's get going here and move on, because there is technology. There's the Montauk Project that people could talk about. These guys have gotten good since the 70s, I guess is what you would all say.
Oh, no question.
And with...
These are the same people from the Mind Control Group. But before Tim closes out, without mentioning any names... There are a few groups that are trying to get a congressional hearing and a state-level hearing. We're trying to get hearings in each state. So if there's anything, you know, nothing particular, but we're looking for any other victims that are listening, please get in touch. My email is mirisni@aol.com. Tim, you want to give your email for anyone to contact you? We're looking for...
Anyone that has any suggestions or anyone that knows of victims that maybe need support or don't understand exactly what is happening to them, we can shed some light on that for you and let you know who, what, and why this is happening to you, and hopefully get some support and aid for the people who have lost money, lost their lives, and lost family members from this harassment. Okay, but my email address is Timothy White. 2001@yahoo.com.
Well, Timothy, I want to thank you for coming on the Insight Hour, and I want to encourage you if you want to carry on this conversation. I know it's late at night. Are you on the East Coast?
Yes, I am, ma'am.
Okay, well, it's late, but I would love to have you come on my show where we can kick it for a little longer and talk some more about what's going on and follow your struggle as you fight against this. And I want to know more and see that other people get to know more about you and about this subject. Because the more we put it out there, the more easier it'll become to convince other people that this is really going on and you may be next, depending upon where you stand.
Absolutely. By all means, I would love to come back on again and keep you updated as to what's going on. And as you do make progress, what others can do to assist this and to prevent this from happening on a larger scale. I mean, they're mandated this. It's now legal, and they're ready to take this to the next step, which is...
I see it going to the next level because they prepared this to be a warfare. This isn't something where they say, oh, well, let's see how we can control a couple of people.
Well, we are at war now. Make no mistake about it. We are at war, and we are at war with ourselves, unfortunately. We've succeeded in attacking ourselves, and there are a great deal of people like myself that are in electronic slavery. And Marion is a victim as well, so she understands what we're going through.
Right on. Well, I'm going to thank you because I don't know. We might have another person trying to get in. We don't have very many lines here, so you continue to listen to the show if you like.
And I will listen. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, Timothy. Thank you.
Wonderful people.
Yeah, these are.
I mean, if they can hold their Godhead and they can keep their whole physical self together, knowing this, and I think that's what it is. That's the key here, is knowing that they're doing these things. Some of us are so naive. Wouldn't you say so, Miriam?
Oh, yeah. Just many people think they're alone. I looked on one website, educateyourself.org, and there was a victim there, you know, saying these people have me jobless, homeless, and I'm being stalked and electronically tortured. And, you know, I just took it upon myself. You're not alone. This is going on. This is real. And that's why we're bringing live testimonies on this radio show. And, you know, we're working on many victims have their medical evidence, particularly victims of the electronic harassment that leaves marks, burns on their body and whatnot. And once you're in this thing, you have to have a camcorder, take pictures. All of these incidents inflicted on you, you have to, you know, have your evidence because that's what we're going before the legislature with, plus affidavits and living testimony. You can't ask for more evidence than that.
Yes. Well, give me a second here and let me do a little plug for the people that bring this show to us, and that is bbsradio.com. You're listening to the Inside Hour. Dr. Leonard Horowitz is in Canada on his way to New Mexico July 25th. You can go to drleonardhorowitz.com and you can find out what he's doing. And he is getting together with many, many people all over the country to bring the live H2O.org concert to the internet. God willing, we have to pray that this beautiful, beautiful thing that they are trying to corrupt and take away from us and stalk us, that we give them something to listen to that will blow their speakers, blow their minds, get their mind controlled on God. And this is what the Inside Hour is all about, because although we are scientists and researchers and teachers, we have not given up our God, and we know that there is no substitute for belief. And those who are unbelievers are the type of people who do it. If you want to call in to this show and you're not near a computer but you're listening, this number is 1-877-876-5227. That's right, 1-877-876-5227. And if you want to reach and get some of that good oxy silver, I encourage you to call 1-888-508-4787, and they would love to take your order and also go to Dr. Leonard Horowitz's site, and from there it'll take you to thehealthyworldstore.com. So that said, I'm going to get back to the show, which is I'm talking to Miriam Snyder of EndOrganizedCrimeUniverse.com. Is that not right, Miriam? I get that right?
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. And that is the goal. and organizedcrimeuniverse.com, where our motto is, when an honestly ignorant man learns the truth, he either ceases to be ignorant or he ceases to be honest. You choose.
That is so deep. It is so deep. Now, you got into this because, now how is your situation now, Miriam?
Now
that you know these
things
and you're getting busy.
That's why I have endorganizedcrimeuniverse.com. I have a diary on that website. Every day there's just no telling what type of crime. I could go to the store, I'll give you an example, and come back, and my door is unlocked when I get back. I locked my door when I came back. And I've made police reports when this was happening before, and, I've had to go to internal affairs, this and that. This is the type of nonsense, Electromagnetic weapons are used to give you toxemia, so you can fly, edema, blowing up your feet, your body, so you can fly into the doctors and get prescribed. They want you on medication after they've taken you out of the job market. I'm an educator. I have 2 master's degrees. I'm well-versed in education law, human rights law. They won't let me get it. I've sent out resumes. I've worked for agencies that just won't pay me. Everything is, can you sue us? This is organized crime. I've been to the Department of Justice, the local level, the federal level. I've been to the federal courts. I've been to the state courts. The laws don't work. This is a list that should not be happening, period. And had it not been for the grace of God, I would not be here. So I take pride in accepting my assignment. It took a lot to accept watching everybody have their nice cars, their nice homes, live their life comfortably. All of my income has been illegally and criminally stripped. But I've
accepted. And you were a teacher for 20 years or so in New York City?
In New York State. 18 years. I've been commended by the State Education Department. I am bilingual. I speak English and Spanish. There's a need for my particular area, which is ESL. Regardless of the need, the community suffers. Everybody suffers for the prioritization of these crimes. This is how sick this is. And this is why I proudly take my stand in bringing this to the forefront, because it should not be happening. First and foremost, had I not known God, once you take someone's income away, that's grounds to just,
yeah.
Grounds to not behave, to find an answer. You can't do this. But when I found out the purpose of taking the income was to induce you into a financial level where they induce you with sickness so you can't get healed. It's sick. This is what they did in Africa. They make sure Africa is listed as the poorest place on the earth, even though biblically, historically, that country has the oil, the diamonds, it's the richest land on the earth. What they did was they destroyed the soil, they sprayed the farming, they just destroyed all of the natural wealth. And then they went and vaccinated the people so that now that they're sick with diseases, and the induced poverty helps them kill the people through the disease. So since it worked in Africa, I'm watching them bring this plan here. So induced poverty is done deliberately to continue to torture you, and if you don't know what time it is, you're flying into the doctor and stretching out your arm for a vaccination like a dummy.
I cannot not do it, so I've got to read it, and I just want to describe it, because it is true on the Inside Hour. We know that the Bible leaves clues, you see, because we knew even then who would win and who would lose, and it's all right there in the book. And I just, for what we are talking about tonight, want to get this down for my listeners, because some of them are kind of myopic about where they go in the Bible. But this one is Ezekiel, and it foretells what's going to happen to the rebel leader that is called Satan here on earth. And I love reading this, Miriam, so I want to give this little shout out to everybody about what's getting ready to happen to Satan. And it couldn't happen to a more better individual that has gathered together the kind of dark forces that are in our White House and other places. So here it goes. Quote. And this is Ezekiel, if anybody wants to get 28:18-19. This is enough, just 18 and 19. I don't got to read the whole thing. Quote, thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries
by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Amen. You know, this is
Ezekiel,
the promise.
What Ezekiel is that?
Ezekiel, yeah, you can do that for him for your prayer warrior. Ezekiel 28, 18, and 19. And if it isn't enough, then skip on down to 26, 21. Though thou be sought for, yet shalt thou never be found again. Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Eric was supposed to call in. And call.
I don't know. My technicians, usually we hear a beep. Eric, are you there? Eric, are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I'm on a cell phone.
You have a landline, Eric?
Yes, I do, but it's tied up to my computer, and that's how I was listening to you.
You're not coming in loud.
You're not coming in, Eric, and this is important. So I'm not in front of my computer either.
Let me try to cut my computer off then, and I'll just call back.
Okay. Right. We'll be waiting for you, Eric.
Okay. I'm calling right now.
See,
how's
call,
that?
Did call in?
Okay. So we'll get Eric on the phone, and we don't want any dead air. You're listening to BBSRadio.com, and we've got people on tonight. I know Dr. Lynn would be so excited to talk to you all. Unfortunately, he's out of town, and he's left me here alone. So we're able to do this, and we will carry on this. I'm telling you, folks, this is a two-part, maybe three or four-part, because Mission Possible is going to get down to it, because this is right up my alley. You see, we're talking about psychological, physiological warfare that's going to be brought to you and yours real soon.
Exactly.
And
never expecting this to happen in America.
I've taught three
branches of government faithfully, and, not one of the branches. I have written everywhere, and so have the groups I have worked with. Is there another caller? Carl was going to call in, and Lisa.
Well, we have to hear a beep, and, hello? Hello? Okay, well, we got to keep going, you know. I usually hear a beep. That's usually the way it goes, so we'll just keep on doing what we do, which is to bring the people to the table here if they're able and they can be able to negotiate their own deal. But like the gentleman caller that was on before, he said he knows this is being done to him. So therefore, there's no other cause except to gird your loins and have the faith to know that it's not real, and then to respond back to it with some really serious get ye back type stuff, which is the way when you bring it up from Ezekiel to JC, when you get to Jesus, that's exactly what he said to Satan. Look, get out of my face and get behind me, because you know that's your place. You know, follow the leader.
And for those listeners, because I know initially it starts out with going from job to, you know, your job mobbing. And if you look up job mobbing, they have that on the internet now. And that is, you know, each job you go to, people literally just work against you. I mean, and what has happened is that there was a payment from the top of that structure, whether it's the law department, the union, the administration, somebody's been paid to infiltrate that in there. There's nothing wrong with you. You need to document that, and you need to file it in court, you know, because that's the initiation. After you go from job to job and you're being job mobbed, then they ultimately leave you job blacklisted, and it's all part of a program that needs to be dismantled.
Now, when you say program, I always think about what I have been investigating, which is the Promise software that was stolen by the Justice Department.
No, I'm talking about a program like COINTELPRO.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that COINTEL had became investigated, and they once you shine a light on them, they got to do something else. But I'm particularly talking about INSLAW
and about the promise software. This software, and why I'm saying it hooks in. A lot of what needs to be done to people has to go through software. It has to go through a computer, believe it or not. And the way the computer, like your gentleman called it before, he was talking, this technology is mind to computer, computer to mind. And it can all be mapped, just like the human genes can be mapped, to cause and effect. So they worked backwards, and they found out all the patterns and frequencies, because if Dr. Len was here tonight talking to you, all communication is nothing more than blips and beats. It's numbers. And even your feelings emanate numbers. This is the electro pulse that we put out, and they know that they can put out a bigger pulse, boom, real quick. They can just. That's why in one of my songs I say, a million blind, 10 million people driven insane. Tell me, when will we tire of this game? Because for them it's a game as they clear out the land. See, they've got more people getting ready to hit the streets, Miriam. You know that, right? With subprime loans and everything. So there's a craziness that comes for people who used to own their homes, signed on the dotted line, and now they're going to be put out of their homes because they can't pay back. Oh, I love that sound. I love that sound. That means we have another caller on the line.
Okay.
Hello?
Las Vegas again, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
You're on the line?
Yes, I'm a victim of voiceless call as well. I've filed several reports. I've had my child kidnapped from this. I have my other son who's being abused by these weapons as well. I have appeals right now in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But they have done some things in that matter as well. I've also been in contact with Senator Harry Reid, Senator Patrick Leahy's office, who was very accepting of what's going on. If my phone cut off, I do apologize because my battery is dead on here. So, but I've been tortured every day from these weapons, and nonstop. I complain every day. I'm trying to get.
Can
some
you
things.
Explain your torture? Oh,
basically,
Eric, right?
I get the shocks to the heart, the actual hearing of the voices in the left ear. A lot of people try to make it sound like you hear voices in your head, but it's actually in my left earlobe. The shocks and tremors in my legs. It's just torture nonstop. I get the constant patting, like a little dog or something like that. So it's very horrible. I can't sleep sometimes. They make sure I stay up two or three nights sometimes. So. I mean, it's very horrible. The police know what's going on. I've been discredited so bad. I've had false charges placed upon me. I've been asking for a speedy trial for the last 4 years now over these fake charges. I can't get any help from my attorney, one of them, who's basically assisting these matters. He's had experts call him. He's had a lot of things to show that this is happening to me. I've had notarized affidavits of this happening and to stop these type of weapons from ex-CIA agents, ex-FBI agents, as well as some of the makers of these weapons as well. So, former makers. I've had a lot of whistleblowers. I've had witnesses explain to the FBI where my child is at right now, and they still refuse to go get him. He's only 3 years old. Patrick, Senator Leahy's office has been very receptive to this. He asked me if I could get one senator to sign just one letter stating that they would like to have hearings on this matter, that he would go ahead and have hearings on this matter. It's very horrible. I know sooner or later, the way that I complain, that they probably will end up killing me and trying to make it look like a natural death. I'm a very healthy man.
No, we rebuke that. No, you've worked too hard. They will not work through the blood of Jesus that's protecting you, and we stand by that. So no one's going to kill you. You've worked too hard.
I appreciate
and,
that.
These crimes should not be inflicted on anyone. And
And
he's just giving a summary of once you're on this list, in addition to being inflicted with these space weapons, acoustic devices chattering in your ear, electromagnetic weapons, income lynching, all your money taken, they've taken his child. In addition, they put false charges on him. He spent time in jail.
He's going.
Do you hear the static?
God bless you, brother.
Yeah, they
cut him off, Seth. Cut him off. All right.
They did something.
God bless him.
Yeah,
I hope that he'll charge up his battery.
Yeah, I hope just give it to him to just hang in there because Reverend Rocks, this is real. That was a live witness. I mean, they put false charges on him and left him in jail for like a year. Okay, with the chattering in his ear, with the human experimentation. These are called human experimentation deadly defrauds. That's what this are. He's a human subject, and as you heard, you know, I just know because I stand on God's promises that these organized crimes must end.
They have to. And the way they start is by being very clever at how you look at the history of this terrorization of people using these things. And a lot when we were back in the 60s and 70s dealing with the prisons and the riots within the prisons and the things that the prisoners were saying was being done to them. This is the early stuff. When you look back to how we did frontal lobotomies and all of these things, this is what fascinates stupid. How he can control because he wants to be greater than God. He never got over. And when God said no, guess what? This creation is above you. You know, and Lucifer went and looked and said, what? I can't even begin to get to know this. You know what I'm saying? And so he's been after us ever since, trying to bring us down, trying to prove God wrong, that this is that the creation that he made will serve him. And it has served him, and that's why it looks so bad. That's why people like Dr. Leonard Horowitz and you and Eric and Tim and Carl and all of these other people out here are banding together. And let me tell you, once we get together and we begin to see, you'll see the pattern. Everybody will, and they'll see their part in it. And how just like in the night and fog back in Nazi Germany, when people would come up missing and their relatives couldn't even find them, there was nothing they could do about it. They were buried in mass graves, never to be seen again. This is the same type of thing, but it happened to people and it was like, oh, they must have deserved it. Or you get things like, what did you do to deserve such a thing? You see what I'm saying? You had to do something to have this happen, or you're crazy.
Until it happens to them. Well, it's like, what did you do?
Yeah. What did you do to have this come down?
None of the Congress offices to work. The Department of Justice not to work. The Attorney General's office. Nothing's working. Just someone is literally trying to kill you and under disguise, and there are laws that protect you that are simply not being enforced.
And what the other part of this whole thing is, Miriam, is
this is insanity in America.
That's insanity in America from the out. And what Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy says is that if it's coming from without, then you've got to do something about the in. And that means is that at this particular time, there is good people. Because I know you teach English. There are good people out there who are working hard to counteract stupid because we believe in the promise. And so, therefore, if you are listening to this, I encourage you to go to Miriam's site, and she'll say that again in a minute. But please contact Dr. Leonard Horowitz at his site. Check out the wonderful products that he has there for these here 21st century terroristic, modern, medical dependent, industrialized, pollutant, serious society. There are ways in which you can protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it comes from research. It's not like Dr. Lynn started out to do these things. It's what happens when you're assaulted by lies, because none of science that is by the government believes in facts anymore. And they're not collecting facts and data, but if they did on the subject we're talking about tonight, I think that they would find that it is working for them. And that's what I'm scared about, because once they find out that it works, then they'll be able to apply it to more and more and more people on a larger and larger scale.
Exactly. And it just shows, too, how God's people are working together, because that's how I found you and Dr. Len Horowitz, by research. I mean, I initially started investigating these crimes, and I found more than I ever expected, which led right to the vaccinations, where I met Dr. Len Horowitz and you.
And we love this bbsradio.com. And I want you to tell everybody about Talk Shoe and when you come on, because we need to get more people into conversation. And it's so much more casual. It's like BBS radio, but just more casual. You can be on for a long time, and you can chat and talk, and, you know, you do it all yourself.
So, if you look at on endorganizedcrimeuniverse.com, there is an education page. I have two sessions there. Prayer warriors are needed because prayer warriors are needed strongly. And I do that talk show, and I do End Organized Crime Today. That's another talk show. And those are human rights collaboration efforts. One is prayer-based, and the other one is just talking, reaching out to victims, because we're going to be promised prosperous in a minute. They're two separate talk shows, though. And they come off a talk show. So I have a show Monday, Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock on talkshow.com. End Organized Crime Today, and Friday and Sunday I try to have the Prayer Warriors at 10 o'clock those nights too, so you can look me up there too on talkshow.com. And you know, we're always looking for prayer warriors. The church needs to be informed of this. There are people in these churches with children that the parents and the mothers, single parents, they're targeting. They can't feed their kids because of these crimes. They won't let the woman work. I had a woman call me tonight. It's like every time she sits down for her CD for license, they put these frequencies in air helicopters over her head where she cannot concentrate. The woman ran from Ohio to Colorado hoping to seek asylum, that these electronic tormentation would stop, and it got worse. This woman has a child to feed. They're not allowing her to work and earn an income to feed her child. This is consistent. This is going on. And, you know, don't wait until your income becomes their playpen. And on top of taking your income, they humiliate you with these weapons. This is real. This is in America. There are laws that protect us. This should not be happening. I mean, it's a God-given right to earn an income. And if these people didn't know God, there would be a war in America. Okay? But I understand, and what I preach is that the one power over evil is the power of good.
That is true. And with that, I'm going to have to say goodnight to you, because we have Don Nikoloff coming on, and I got to do a little closing here so that we can end within the time frame. Miriam, I invite you, if you want to be on Mission Possible this Sunday so that we can carry this conversation on and hopefully the people. Also, I want to let you know that I was so impressed with Talk Show that I have signed up. And my first show is going to be at 11:59, which is 1 minute before high noon, and it's not okay at the OK Corral, so we got to get together and talk about it. And so the name of the show is
The
Truth. The Truth is a Dangerous Explosive.
Wow, what day?
That's Thursday at 11:59 sharp. With or without anybody, I'm going to start talking about what we need to do to surround these people with love and understanding. But we've got to take away their toys, and that means we have to address Congress. That means we have to keep it in their face and show these ignorant people sitting, these mind-controlled, ignorant people, except for Dennis Kucinich. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe he's mind-controlled at all, and I met his wife, and I believe these are two genuine warriors, too, so we've got it good with them.
And can I just end with commending the ACLU for filing a lawsuit against that new surveillance bill, that Pfizer bill? This is how they do it. They make it look like it's to surveil terrorists. The terrorists are right here in the United States. This is real.
And retroactive, because they know their families are hanging out. It's almost like the way they pardoned Nixon so quickly, because we know that the crimes are so large when they put a retroactive clause in. You know what I'm saying? For these companies that have been doing this terrorism to people. Because in order to do this, they're going to be monkeying with the cell phones. They're going to be monkeying with your banking accounts. They can do anything. And that is terrifying. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight to you. And I'm going to tell everybody that you've been listening to Insight Hour. And I'm Reverend Roxy, and Dr. Leonard Horowitz hopefully will be back with us next week. I want you all to stay tuned. And Miriam, do check out Don Nikoloff's show. So please continue to listen on your computer, everybody, because it's a wonderful show, and he's a great host. And if you aren't going to sleep just yet, if you're hearing those voices in your head right now, you know, Don Nikoloff is a good one to neutralize it with. So, with that, I'm going to say good night. I'm going to thank Seth and his new trainee. I didn't catch his name, but you guys did a wonderful job, and I love you, and we're going to let it go at 5 minutes after. Take care, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you.
And remember, God bless you too. Aloha.